Well, I was wandering around outside the convention today, tuning in my portable radio to see what sort of microactivity was going on. And as I ended up inside the convention center, just kind of wandering around, you know, looking for a restroom where the public is allowed to go in. And as I was twiddling with the volume knob, I noticed that many attendees of the NAB were kind of saying, there's a guy with a radio, you know, because they're all into radio too. And playing on my radio was the mock KJR-FM programmer named Jack Dickovich busting the fucking balls of KJR program director Bob Case. And so I just kind of walked around and found some strategic locations next to a bunch of people. And at one point, a handful of local broadcast engineers was kind of gathered around me on their smoke break, listening to this mock radio station, which they all thought was KJR because it sounded so professional that, of course, I mean, anybody would think that it was the actual station because of the quality of it, which had actually been produced by Negative Land. And they were just kind of acting disinterested, but a few of them kind of became very interested. And one of them, I caught his name tag, and he was a broadcast engineer from Everett, Washington, came up and said, hey, they're railing on Bob Case, aren't they? And I said, yeah, they are, acting like I was just an unsuspecting radio listener. And he said, who's the jock on right now? Who's this jockey? And I said, oh, he claims he's going by the name Jack Dickovich. And this, there was, he had no clue that it was not KJR. And I just kept listening to it and just kind of crunk up the volume, and people were just kind of walking by. And he listened for a while, and I finally said, okay, I got to go. And I headed over to the rally, and the impression I got from him was that he had no clue that it was actually a pirate broadcaster, and that it was, he thought it was KJR, like some crazy coup going on the radio station.
Or either that, or he was like scouting talent. Like, this guy's got good pipes. We could use them in Everett.
Yeah. And I didn't really know whether it was a good idea to be broadcasting that right in there, but I kind of just came out with it with the idea that hopefully he went back in there and told everybody else, and I inserted a extremely surreal experience into their day. And if anything else resulted in it besides that, it was a great little time.